Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Hello and welcome to Dead Men Talking, the premium podcast hosted by a big fat cunt. How are you doing, mate?
Oh, I thought that you were saying that you were the big fat cunt.
Well, obviously not. No. Like, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see that's not the case. For anyone listening, listen to how fat Freddy sounds.
I've lost weight. So
you have
up.
Lost a bit of weight.
I have.
Not in your voice, though.
Yeah.
Not in your soul.
Yeah. You still sound fat.
Yeah. Well, you are fat still. Like, that's the thing. Yeah, like, you know, you've lost a bit of fat, but you're still a fat cunt.
I lost about a stone when I was ill.
Yeah. No, you just couldn't eat in it. It's the only way.
I just didn't want to. Yeah. I was just like, nah, I'm full. Yeah.
Did you AIDS will do that to you.
Did you lose a stone of snot?
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
And cum. I was just sat fiddling with his little worm.
They are the best wanks when you're ill.
They're not the best.
No, they're not. Ill wanks are the worst wanks.
I'll tell you
what is a bad wank, mm-hmm. right? You know when you're desperately hungover
and you think
to yourself, I'm going to have a wank, and I will, that'll make me feel better.
Yeah.
And then you start.
That's so sad.
You start having a wank, and then you go, oh God, this is making me feel worse.
Yeah.
And then you stop for a second, and then you go, oh, but I've got to.
I've blue-balled myself.
Sort this. I'm not cock blocking my own hand. So you've got to like this, and you go, all right, let's go for this. And then you just do it, but you're not thinking, oh, this feels great. You're thinking, I just want to come, so I've done something.
Yeah, and then you come just sort of like, huh. It's just like, it's a really tiny little thing and it just sort of dribbles out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, all right, it's too dehydrated.
When you jizz it sounds like
jizz all thick.
I've never felt like this.
Have you not?
Every time I start wanking, I'm like, I'm having a great time. I can't wait for this.
Yeah, but that's very much your personality, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, diddly-dee, diddly-dee, having a little wank.
Yeah. Oh, mister, is me orgasm going to feel amazing even though I had alcohol last night?
Are you telling me if I rub my own willy, jizz will come out? Gee willikers.
Oh, God, this voice is back.
What do you mean, make a wish?
I'll blow on it. My wishes will come true.
But don't tell anyone, otherwise the wish might not come true. I wish to be taller.
Have you, like, the best and worst wank is, we've started struggle this episode, didn't we?
Yeah.
The best and worst wank at the same time is the cocaine wank. It is both the king and the peasant of the wank world. Like, because the
Rudyard Kipling.
Yeah. if my boy, you can look at an anal gape whilst rubbing your shriveled maggot of a dick.
If you can do 2 grams and still come, you're a man,
well, that's
my
the
son.
Thing. So, like, coke giveth and and taketh away when it comes to sex, because it like makes you incredibly horny and filthy. Like, it just ups the degree of everyone's filth.
I would,
but also makes it very hard to come.
I would so love for people to start referring to a cocaine wank as a Rudyard Kipling. A Rudyard Kipling rub.
How are you feeling this morning? Oh, I'm terrible, mate. I had a bit of a Kipling last night. Fucking ashamed of myself.
Well, like a little fondant fancy. No, not that kind of Kipling.
Well, because that's the thing. Like, in order to come on a coke wank, you've really got to fucking abuse yourself.
Yeah. You say
like,
Rudyard for ages.
Yeah. So, like, I'm Kipling in my bumhole, you know. I'm like watching the most extreme shit I ever will. I'm
what,
like,
you finger your bumhole last
time? Oh, God, yeah. I've definitely had fingery.
So you fingered.
Pokey bum wanks,
so
yeah.
You fingered your bumhole.
I've had a pokey bum
whilst on coke. In order to jizz them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrific.
Yeah. But then there's always a moment.
Especially with your fingers. That's horrible.
Yeah. Trying to injure every orifice at once.
Yeah.
Done the nostrils.
But, like, if you think you've had post-nut clarity, do you want to try pulling your stinky finger out of your own bum? Well, there's, like, something that you're actually, turns out, not into, but, you know, at the time, that was what you needed on the screen. You're just like, oh, God. And, like, I had it as well once where, like, I'd had a disgusting coke wank, fallen asleep, woke up in the morning, and, like, I opened my laptop and I'd not closed it, and it was just like, I was just confronted with, like, minging filth, like someone just covered in cum, and it's like, that's not what I need this morning.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know? I will, if I have a wank, I use my laptop. I've talked about this before.
Uh-huh. And the laptop he handed me to play Football Manager.
It was really funny. Then I told him midway through and he looked very upset.
Yeah. Kel Surprise, mate. Kel Surprise. I was upset that I was currently handling your crusty cum.
She is actually my favourite porn star.
Lol. He's had his one early today, hasn't he?
Kel Surprise sounds like a great porn star.
Yeah.
Hey, sugar. That's how she sounds.
Yeah.
There's a little penis, in the place you'd expect.
The way you've got to spell it is Kelsey Preece, isn't it? That's how you do that name, Kelsey Preece.
No, she's short for Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just Surprise, but she's got an accent over one of the letters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's okay,
how you do
brilliant.
It. That's how she does it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nice wordplay.
Thanks. Anyway, so sometimes I will have a wank, do-do-do-do, and I have an ink. That's the sound I make.
Right. Well, like a fucking 90s computer started up. Diddle-doo-doo-ding.
So, yeah, when I come, it sounds like a router disconnected.
<Du-dun>.
It sounds like Freddy asleep.
Genuinely,
do you need your mask, darling?
It genuinely does, because I do need a sleep apnea mask and I don't wear one out of principle.
Yeah. Have you ever had a wank while you're wearing your apnea mask?
No, I don't have an apnea mask.
They call
mask.
That the Vader. And you've got to go woo, 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 while you're doing it.
You could never do the Vader.
Yeah.
Because it ends with, I am your father.
Luke also struggled to find his father. I think that's very key to that film.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, to the little fucking virgin who tweeted me asking if... Because, you know, on our gig in Leeds on May the 4th, they were like, will there be any Star Wars jokes? There you go. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's your one.
Yeah, that's all you
that's
fucking
your
getting.
One. So anyway, sometimes I'll open an incognito browser, have myself a little wank.
Oh, I always wank incognito.
Yeah, even
come
though
on. You
sure
don't want to leave
nothing.
A trail.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'll close.
I do usually leave a little trail. Usually on my belly.
Oh, I just didn't need that level of imagery if you're just dribbling it on your belly.
Oh, no.
Oh, God,
mister, I've got a sticky belly button.
Oh, God, when I left all that wax on your belly button, were you just like, feels like normal? Oh, it's just like after.
So sometimes...
That's a reference that most listeners are probably not going to get yet.
Yeah, and look, also, this episode might have been released out of order of that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Look, at the end of the day, there are many podcasts that will do callbacks. We are one of the only podcasts in the world that will do a call forward.
Yeah, we're like podcast inception. The memento of podcasts.
Oh, yes.
Like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
You've got to watch the end to know what the start is.
This might all be filth, but it is... delivered in such a way.
Yeah.
You know, some might call it haphazard. But if
unplanned.
If we were middle class and privately educated, it'd be like, oh, the way that they deconstruct the linear narrative of racism and dick jokes was superb.
I reckon a private education would probably tell you to stop shouting rape quite so much. Yeah.
I don't think Breaking Bad did as many foreshadowing with rape and pedo jokes.
Well, like, oh, in a minute, we're going to talk about a paedophile. Watch out for that. So back to your disgusting masturbation.
No, it's
habits.
Not really funny. Basically, all it.
When's that ever stopped you?
All it is, made a career out of it, really.
It's either funny or disgusting. You're only two levels.
I'll have the incognito window, watch my porn, have a little wank.
Watch your little fight porn.
Shut the. Yeah, I've had so many people message me to go, it was called Ultimate Surrender. And I checked it out and it fucking was. And I'll tell you what as well, just in the cold light of day, watching porn, knowing everything you know about me, watching porn called Ultimate Surrender probably isn't a great look, but
no.
Hey ho, we can't choose what we're attracted to, can we, gays? So,
also, you can like choose what you do about what you're attracted to. Like, it's not like a defense against paedophilia, is it? Just going like, you can't help who you fall in love with. Like Matt Hancock in it about being a nonce.
I didn't choose the pedo life chose me.
Don't hate the player.
Hit the playground.
Don't hate the... Right, that's merch. Don't hate the player, hate the playground.
We really shouldn't be putting paedophile slogans on T-shirts.
We really...
You've seen what our fans look like.
Imagine.
Because at some point, there's going to be a mugshot with our supposedly ironic T-shirt in.
Imagine picking the kids up from school with don't hate the player, hate the playground.
Mate, they're going to be in one of those videos outside Tesco. It's going to be bad. So let's not do that.
Please don't hate the player. Don't hate the player.
I think if you didn't understand the reference, I think it would be a good T-shirt for a kid.
A kid.
But yeah. if you didn't say it's about paedophilia,
yeah,
it's a funny it's just like a little kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what you're suggesting there is that there are people who listen to this with children, and they would know that it's about paedophilia, but willingly dress their children in it anyway.
No.
What is this, Balenciaga?
No, we should pitch it to Asda George. And then they can sell it. And then no one knows us about paedophiles.
I was just playing with the plant.
Yeah, stop it. He folded the leaf.
I folded the leaf.
Because it's plastic and it doesn't bounce back.
Look, he started talking about sexy kids and I just started
I know. It was amazing. As soon as you mentioned sexy kids, he was just like fidgeting. You're like, have you seen that little flop sweat on his forehead? It's unbelievable.
So,
it's like,
so anyway.
So what are you saying? The playground, yeah? Yeah. Tell me about the swings.
You need to put a cushion on your lap, Freddie.
So, I'm going to bum him on some red tarmac.
So
springy.
So anyway, I opened the incognito tab.
This is as far as we've got in the story.
And there is no story. It's literally, I open the incognito tab, I watch my porn, I close the tab, and then I open my laptop later on, and then I go, why have I got two tabs? Forget. Mm. And then I look, and then it's some porn, and I'm like, oh, Christ, put that away.
There's nothing
That's
worse.
It.
There's nothing worse in the cold light of day. But like, when I've had it where I've panicked, turned the porn off, but then like just turned my laptop off just to be like, go away. But then that's worse because it becomes the black mirror, in it then. And you just see yourself in bed all hung over like this, like, ah.
Well, I put tape over my laptop camera. Yeah, I'm paranoid.
Unless it's an incredibly wide angle, I wouldn't worry about it. You're gonna be like, what, someone's going to leak a video of one of your tits. That's all that's going to be in the frame, innit?
But it puts me off to the point where I find it harder to come. So I find it
hard. Make eye contact.
I find it harder to come because my mind, part of my mind is focused on whether or not there's a hacker recording me waiting to see my dick so that they'll be able to blackmail me.
It's hardly the fucking Matrix, in it? Like, those hackers, like, we're in. Oh, God. Christ. Fuck me. Burn the computer. I'm out. It's going to be like, you know how, police who check, like, paedophilia images have to do, like, short shifts and get therapy after each time?
Yeah,
like, they're going to get PTSD
I want to see their induction training for that job.
I reckon it's more than, like, when they wheel a video in to teach you about how to lift a box. Probably a bit more going on there.
If they do an induction with a video, that'd be amazing.
One of those 80s training videos, like a Troy McClure one. Yeah. Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
No,
you might remember me from Don't Be a Nonce.
It's presented by Macaulay Culkin. And he's wearing little budgie smugglers. Yeah. He's about 12. Yeah. And he just keeps fingering his own ass.
I mean, what budget they had to get 12-year-old Macaulay Culkin? Height of his fame.
No.
For now, he could get to do it for a slice of pizza. But at 12, he was box office.
He was doing it to give something back.
Right.
Yeah. He was very... a friend of his got nonced. So he was doing it to help.
Was his friend him? Yeah. By Michael Jackson.
Yeah. He was friends with a lot of the kids hanging around Michael Jackson's house.
I like the idea that it's actually... It's not really half-assed training. training, they go the other way and it's like astronaut training.
Yeah.
And they're like getting spun around on one of those things with like...
Well, they're just showing a kid's bum hole and they're like, oh.
Yeah, they have to get fingered themselves and bummed so they know what it feels like.
Get announced in 7G.
Yeah. The only way you'll be able to do this job is if you eat out a kid yourself. You're like, oh, God.
I actually know someone who's that's his job.
What, eating out kids?
No. Not that I know of.
Freddie's just like, finally, a career path for me. Eating and noncing. He'd be turning up with a bib like he's eating lobster.
Yeah. I think you'll find the job
knife
is...
and fork.
The job is very fulfilling and filling.
No, he's like a non-speedo.
A non-speedo.
Non-speedo.
Non-police,
he's
sorry.
The best. The best there ever was. He'll nonce your kids.
Brown finger.
He's a non-speedo.
Sorry, he's a non...
Was he next to his wall of bricks?
He's a non-policeman. That's what he is.
He's a non-policeman.
He catches nonces.
He fucks kids with his truncheon.
Can we get him on the podcast?
Well, he could try. He'll almost certainly say no.
I don't know if it'll be quite as funny as we think that'll be. I reckon he's probably got less of a sense of humour about it.
He's actually a really funny guy.
I want to sit him down and be like, what's the fittest one you've seen? Have you ever seen one and you've gone...
God, I get it.
I'll tell you what, when she's 18, she's going to bang.
What she already is doing, that's the problem. you just know him. How did you come to be friends with someone who works in that line of work, Tom? Do tell.
I went to school with him.
Yeah?
He was my teacher. No, I went to school with him, and then he joined the police, and now he catches nonces, so I believe. I think that was
right.
What he was doing last time I spoke to him.
It's the two careers in Warrington, either podcast producer or nonce catcher.
I reckon...
Or nonce.
Yeah. I reckon the nonce catcher at the police is like in a normal job when they ask you to do nights. Right. Like, I bet everyone has to do it once. They're like,
right, it's your turn on nonces.
Oh, God.
Well, I think the police also do nights, though, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't, it's like, nine to five.
Yeah, we're not having a nightly purge.
There was a purge.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
What?
Like, you're going to be so excited by the idea of a purge.
If there was a
purge... No one could stop me eating poached eggs.
If there was a purge... Yeah. Oh, I'd be raping left, right and centre.
I know, Freddie. You'd rape as much as you could get your hands on, which wouldn't be much. They'd have to come to you.
I'd be like Dale Winton's supermarket sweep. Throwing women into a trolley. And a big
next
banana.
To an inflatable champagne bottle.
Banana,
yeah.
That says 150 quid on it.
A big turkey.
Let's be real, you wouldn't have made it past the pick and mix.
So,
we'll make it all the way around just for cardio reasons.
Rape or sweets. Oh,
I honestly think it's his cardio that stops him raping.
Yeah. It's a lot of running in supermarket sweet. Yeah.
Not my moral compass, no.
Moral compass?
Freddie with a moral compass.
I have a good moral compass.
I mean, you absolutely don't.
Why?
I mean, I think you've sort of observed society to see what's frowned upon. That doesn't mean that you inherently give a shit.
So, right.
Speak about this purge and then we'll talk about moral compass.
Complete your thought before we go back to that.
Let's not, because he said it then and I felt very seen. Like, I felt like, okay, yeah, he is right there. He is right. There are a lot of things that morally I think people frown upon that I'm not really that bothered about.
Yeah, I'm well aware. Yeah, yeah.
Like, so killing.
Tell us about your purge.
If they had a job where, you know, like executioners and stuff,
yeah.
Be happy to. Like legitimately, I don't think it would have any, like, psychological effect or anything like that. Oh, my
Just
God.
Just watching people
oh
die.
Oh, my God, I'll tell you something. This is so embarrassing. But
I'm excited now.
You went from execution to, this is so embarrassing.
No, it's linked. And I'm not saying Freddie linked, it's genuinely linked. Right, okay. So...
Did you have a wank at an execution? Because it's one thing not to feel anything.
Have you executed someone recently?
No. So, right, what I'm about to tell you, I know is weird. And I...
And when he knows it's weird, he didn't know pulling his own tooth out was weird.
I am telling you this in strict confidence.
Okay, yeah. We'll keep it between us.
Yeah,
between us three and all the thousands of people listening.
Yeah. And I know that this is not going to do an awful lot for the whole Freddy's a psychopath thing.
Right, okay. I'm so excited.
So, you know how I've told you before how I get to sleep?
Reminders.
By pretending I'm a sniper. Right.
I don't know about this.
You told me this ages ago.
You don't know about
it's
this?
So sociopathic. It's the only way he can sleep is by fantasizing about murder.
Well, this is very much on that line. Okay. So we were talking about, what do you think about in order to get to sleep?
Right, yeah.
And what I think about is that I'm a sniper and I'm, like, on a mission. I'm on a job.
The laziest role in the army.
Lying down and murdering? Sign me up, sir. So I'm basically, in my head, I imagine that I've got, like, a target, or sometimes I imagine that I'm just like
at the top of a bell tower.
Yeah.
Sometimes I imagine that I'm working and it's a target.
Sometimes you're at a country and a Western festival.
Some people
Las
count
Vegas.
Sheep.
Sometimes it's literally just recreational killing.
Yeah.
So
some people count sheep, you're counting victims. Yeah.
Bodies.
Quite literally. Yeah. So I imagine, like, I can see the scope and I can see the person and I've got their fucking head and I'm just, like, taking a breath. Like that, and it relaxes me.
Yep.
Right.
I did, to be fair, for a while when I lived in a student area, when people would walk past drunk when I was trying to sleep, I would fantasize about shooting them with a crossbow specifically.
There you go.
But it's not the only way I can sleep.
So
I think that's a fundamental thing. I was annoyed by a specific noise.
Yeah, so, it's not the most relaxing thing I can think of.
It's gotten to the point now where
bought a weighted blanket and I sleep lovely.
It's gotten to the point now where it's my go-to for sleeping. Right.
Right.
So my
you other can't sleep without it.
My other
does your missus not get
like
woken
my,
up?
It's like my comfort blanket. Yeah.
Does your missus not wake up to you going bang?
It's like how babies have a dummy. Yeah. You have fantasizing about
let
killing.
The bodies so, hit the floor. Let the bodies.
So it's interesting
floor.
That you bring up. So my other half has been having trouble sleeping recently. Uh-huh. I think it's probably because
of
the.
Did you suggest this to you? Because you're like, bang.
It's because of the AK-47 that I've started cuddling to them.
You keep reloading every time she tries to get to sleep. There's a magazine flying across the bedroom.
Why do you keep shouting respawn? What's going on? Anyway.
Allo Akbar.
So anyway, right. So what she started to do to get to sleep is she's got an app called Headspace.
Right, and on that, like, just breathe. Just very calmly.
Just
and
stop trying to...
sniping them to death.
Stop. Well, you're so close, so stop trying to get ahead, right?
I'm not trying to get ahead. I'm trying to ruin the story.
So she has
an app. So you're trying to put space in their head.
She's got an app now called Headspace, right? And... The way that it works is that you play a thing and it's like relaxing music and some cunt tells a story and the stories are always like, down at the soap shop, there are different types of soap. The woman who owns it is a smartly dressed lady who goes and picks each soap and then uses...
Bang!
Right. But that gets her to sleep properly, like, you know, done. She's done, right? But I can't sleep. So what I've started doing now is I've managed to mix her method and my method together. And what I do is every night we listen to Headspace and whilst we're falling asleep, I imagine that it's my mission for the evening.
You fantasize about murdering the people on Headspace.
I fantasize about murdering whoever's in the story. Yeah. So imagine me busting into the show.
Running into a soap showroom with a knife slipping everywhere.
No. I'm shooting and it's like, and it's just blasting different soaps and she's jumping behind the counter and shit.
You're shooting up Lush. I mean, Lush is the ultimate example of Western decadence, isn't it?
Basically, yeah.
I'll give you a bath bomb.
But honest to God, and I'm talking as recently as last night, in my head, bath bombs were exploding because I was shooting them with a gun.
Wow.
And that's how I
that's your happy place.
That's how I got to sleep.
Get therapy.
No, I don't need therapy.
I mean, you definitely
I absolutely don't.
Please don't do this in real life. I'm worried.
I'm not shooting up a Lush in real life. Do you know how much that'd cost?
I'm worried.
£30 gift sets.
I'm worried that if you get insomnia, it will lead to you shooting someone.
Yeah. Eventually, like, well, It used to be that thinking about it got me to sleep. Maybe now I need to actually do it.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I was having trouble sleeping the last couple of weeks because of this damn Headspace app, right? And I started having... this is something that I've never spoken about with anybody before, but here we go.
Hey, open up to us.
I started having panic attacks late at night, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Because you thought you might die because you're a fat cunt.
Swear to God.
There's a sniper at the window.
I can't sleep, but I can't bring myself to move. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
I'm not shocked.
I just sit there and I'm just totally fucking...
Like paralysed. Yeah. Sleep paralysis, I've had that.
How do you differentiate that?
Not sleep paralysis because I'm not asleep. Yeah. I'm just fat and lazy. And I just realised that I can't get myself up. I can't get myself to bed.
How do you tell the difference between your normal amount of movement and that?
Because the will is there. Yeah. So I'm willing to get up. I just can't.
Yeah. So you are quite heavy.
So what I have been doing recently when this happens, and it comes and goes in little bouts, right? And what I had been doing is I've been drinking excessively.
Good plan. If you've got anxiety, that is a great way to solve it.
No, it's not anxiety. It's just
a panic attack is.
No, but I'm not. I just can't bring myself to get to sleep, and I'm just like rigidly sort of sat in my chair unable to move.
That doesn't sound like a panic attack.
It feels like that kind of thing, right, though.
Well, that's anxiety, though.
Well, it's a weird thing. Well, who the fuck knows what it is? Anyway, what I was doing is I was drinking loads to try and just sort of like trick myself into going to sleep, mm-hmm. Right?
Solid plan. Chuck a depressant in there. Let's see what happens.
And when you plan to drive early morning was to drink loads as well.
Well, I need to get to sleep, so I've only got a short amount of time before I've got to drive. So if I sleep very deeply by drinking 3 bottles of wine, that'll help.
Yeah, it didn't. So anyway, right, this brings me on to something that I want to talk about quite nicely.
Uh-huh.
I got a vaporizer for Christmas.
Yeah.
And somebody who...
will be named me.
Will be named you.
Yeah.
Got me just... For the purposes of entertainment, not for legal reasons, dealt me.
I gave you some weed. Yeah, that's fine. I'm not worried about.
Oh, right.
I'm not worried about the police breaking down my door because I gave you a 20 bag.
Oh right. Like, usually you can be quite sort of like you know.
Not about weed.
Like, okay.
No one gives a fuck.
So you gave me some weed, right? Yeah. And I've not smoked. I last smoked any weed August 2019, and I went from smoking every single day to not smoking at all.
Can you imagine him with the munchies? Jesus.
Oh, honestly.
Like a plague of locusts.
Honestly.
Why do you think prices in supermarkets are so high at the moment? It's because he's got back on the green.
Honestly. Have you ever seen like
a... cost of living Quinn?
Have you ever seen like a group of piranhas dismantle a buffalo? I was like that with Pringles.
Yeah. His kitchen was like one of those time lapses on Blue Planet when a whale carcass falls to the bottom of the sea.
Honestly, not
I think it's more like when a snake eats a deer.
Yeah. Just him with a hole calling the caterpillar cake.
Yeah. A packet of hobnobs, wrapper included, just in my chest. So anyway, right, I used to smoke every day and then I just stopped and then that was it and that was done. And I've been thinking for a while, actually, the best sleep that I've ever had mm-hmm. is on weed.
It's fucking great.
It's the best sleep. So I thought, right, let's get back into it. But I've not done it for a long time, and I was a pussy with weed. Like, even when I was smoking it every day, I never built up a tolerance. Like, alcohol-wise, I think I've got an amazing tolerance for alcohol. I can drink all day, and I love it. Weed tolerance, I'm as much as someone that's never done it before. Huge pussy, right?
Huge.
So I got one of those vapes, and I tried vaping for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God, what have I been missing out on?
I've been telling you.
It's amazing. Fuck me. First, right, my mind was genuinely blown at just how different it is.
Yeah.
I was amazed.
It feels so different, and it feels so much less heavy and gross, and you just like
the
get
high
such a cleaner
different.
High. It's so much nicer. You get way more high off less weed. You can also cook with the weed that you've vaped. Keep it.
Really?
Store the weed that you knock out of your vape and keep that. And then you can make butter with it and stuff. I'll teach you how to make can of butter. And you get edibles.
Mate. So I honestly, it's like someone who's been drinking beer every day, mm-hmm. trying their beer in a different glass and it being totally different. it tasting totally different and it having a totally different
effect. You're extracting different...
Mind blown.
You're extracting different terpenes and cannabinoids out
yeah,
of it.
This is what, different... this is yeah. what Phil Chapman was saying. Yeah, yeah. So I got myself the little vaporizer thing and I took the most baby steps you've ever seen in your entire life. Yeah. I'm talking, I was on fucking, sat on 180, managed to make it up to 190.
I wouldn't even try it, man. I do mostly on 170, man, like most of the time. Like
it was
90% of
it
the time.
It was beautiful. Yeah. It was, so usually there's like, I used to get like a different high every time, yeah, almost. Yeah. So sometimes I used to get that sort of high where I am just kind of like borderline spofforth. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, it's how I imagine like thick people to think all the time.
Yeah, different weed does different stuff though. Yeah. Like, what the weed I gave you, like I always get quite like a buzzy head high-y sort of towards, like sativa is a shorthand for it, but like an indica will get you like.
I was just incredibly chilled, and it's probably the most chilled that I've been in, well, about 3.5 years.
So is your revelation that weed is relaxing?
No. This particular
guys, have you heard of smoking weed? Seems like it really chill you out, guys.
See, whenever I did it, it didn't relax me at all. It just made me super paranoid.
Does that with some people? Yeah. It reacts to people differently, and also there's different strains, the different
so
things.
I would get paranoid as well, but it was because I was blazed off my tits driving home. Like
that'll make you paranoid. You're doing something wildly illegal.
Well, this is it. I always thought that weed doesn't make you paranoid. It's the fact that weed is illegal makes you paranoid.
It really doesn't help. Yeah, like whenever I see a policeman, even if I'm just walking around, I've got like I'm a lot like if I'm just like walking around, I'm not doing anything illegal. I couldn't give a fuck. Or walk past them smoking a joint, couldn't give a shit. I'm white. It's been legal for me for ages.
Yeah,
but like if I am in my car and I'm a bit high, I'm like then yeah, freaks me out. Yeah,
I fucking honestly, have you ever vaped it?
No.
You should. So
I've got my vape in my car.
I've smoked weed very little. I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's I'm just certainly not going to do it and drive home after this.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. And you've got such a like buzzy little spanner energy that it might just not work with
well,
you.
Well, I never understood. Like when I was taking drugs,
I couldn't be taking drugs.
Oh. But sir, what if I lose my sharpness?
Master won't be happy if I come home smelling of drugs, sir. I'm afraid I'll have to turn you down.
I can't fucking wave you to go straight.
He hates this voice, doesn't he?
No, I like it. It's nice.
But yeah,
it'll take me longer to do my jobs, and sir, don't pay overtime.
I had a new drug experience yesterday as well. I took ADHD meds for the first time yesterday.
Adderall?
No, it was it used to be called Ritalin. It's methylphenidate.
Okay, I've had Adderall before. It was great.
Yeah, like it is great. Yeah, obviously.
I thought that it was going to make me like a Limitless.
Yeah, nah.
No. I thought that,
Limitless.
So I ended up. I used to order it off Silk Route. Me and my mate used to order stuff off Silk Route. But this
is the Preston version. Get a bloody Silk Route.
Well, there is actually an Indian takeaway called Silk Route as well.
Right, so. It's Silk Road.
Oh, Silk Road. There you go. That's where I got confused. So you started it off Silk Road with me, mate, right? And this was way back when. This was before it was a thing. So you had to convert Bitcoin into American Samoan dollars. You had to convert pounds into American Samoan dollars and then convert into Bitcoin. It was a right fucking faff. Took ages. But we'd order like pills and shit like that. And I had some Adderall and I watched Eurovision Song Contest. And it was the...
What a night.
Oh, Adderall, just like that, just sat there really seriously taking in all the details.
Exactly. Did you not think that'd be quite a good night?
No.
So, right. Well,
both really of those things sound shit.
Yeah, really concentrating on Eurovision.
It was the year that Conchita Wurst won it, you know, the bearded man.
You were like, hold on. I think that's a fella. And also, the bearded man isn't anything. The bearded woman. That's what makes it extraordinary.
Behold, the bearded
incredible
man.
Bearded man. People came from miles around to see.
The clean-shaven woman with breasts.
Behold our giant, over 6 foot tall.
I mean, you'd pay for that.
You'd be like,
gee, over 6 foot? Crikey! What? I've never seen over 5.
What's weather like up there, mister?
I can see tall people.
Anyway,
I'm not so short that I can't see your heads.
Long story short... I lived in the loft at my mum and dad's at the time. I was upstairs And I missed the whole Eurovision because I went to open a window and I saw all the raindrops on it and I just focused on that for like 3 hours.
Jesus Christ. Like boring acid. Because like acid will make you do that, like look at a raindrop for ages. But yeah. Like, you know, you'll see like something beautiful about the universe in it. But like Adderall, you're just going to be like, there's one there, two there, three there, four.
That was literally what I did. For hours.
What a wild drug experience.
Well, so here's the thing, right, is I've never understood people that have, like, uppers. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, shit that will... Because in my head, my brain moves too fucking quick. It needs slowing down. So shit like Coke, I've had Coke a few times. I mean,
your body moves way too slow, though. You know, maybe your body could do with a bit of the uppers. Yeah.
Your body's like a tectonic plate. Tectonic plate of food.
Fucking Pangea over here.
Pangeans are too tight.
Frying Pangea.
Did you just say Pangeans are too tight? Yeah. Oh, that's so bad. That's so shit. Fucking hell.
Frying Pangea is quite good, though.
I mean, it's smarter than Pangeans are too tight. Oh, no. My Geans are too tight.
Look, sometimes you hit and sometimes you miss.
Yeah.
I need to buy a new pair of jeans.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, and 100% of the ones you do take.
Yeah. Pancake, do you? Yeah. Better? Nah.
No.
Fucking hell. Is that better?
Is it better?
Anyway, I didn't like Coke because it rushes me. Right? And you know that I'm not as you both know me. You know that I'm not a man that likes to be rushed. I'm a chill sort of person.
Neither of you would like to be rushed, but for completely different reasons.
So I always like to take drugs that would mellow me the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So I would take like tramadol and amitriptyline and shit like that.
Well, that's the thing, because I'm
Xanax and
because
shit.
I'm this particular type.
Don't get you started on Xanax, I know.
Because I'm this particular type of mental, like, you know, uppers chill me out, innit? So, like, weirdly, I did some Ritalin yesterday. Really helped me concentrate. Who knew? Who would have known?
You know what?
I was really calm, though. I was driving about because I had to go get my passport yesterday. I thought it was going to be really stressful. I'd been to the one in London previously to pick up a passport, and it was a pain in the ass. I have to say, shout out Liverpool Passport Office. It was fucking sweet.
Sorry.
Went in and out.
Sorry. In shout out Liverpool Passport Office.
Do you reckon they'll sponsor us?
Yeah.
If there's any Liverpool Passport Office employees listening, holler at your boy.
It was fucking class, mate. It was like, I went
shout
in,
out Liverpool Passport Office.
I went in 20 minutes.
Shout out Wendy.
I went. She looked like a Wendy, to be fair.
Shout out Skelmersdale Post Office. Yeah. My G's.
It's all about repping people who want me
up. What are you talking about? Shout out fucking Liverpool.
Big up Warrington Borough Council.
Sorry for showing some respect. I was like, I'm finally gonna fucking because I like one of my mates is
this one goes out to my boys at the Endorse Safer Roads Unit, keeping the streets safe for all my homies.
I thought
there was... Shout out Liverpool Passport.
It was great. If you need a passport, it's the place to go.
Shut the fuck up. Shout out Liverpool Passport.
If it's the place to go, of course it is. Where else are they going to go?
Durham. There's Durham Passport.
They're going to go Halfords, are they?
Belfast. There's other passport offices are available, and that's the best one.
Is that why you struggled in London? Because you were at Buckingham Palace.
I was at Victoria Passport Office, and it's shit.
Liverpool
is way better, right? They let me in early before my appointment because I needed the shit, and they just served me straight away. Didn't get my shit till afterwards. Anyway, I took this, like, because I was like, there's going to be forms in this all day. I'm going to do it. And like,
big up Runcorn Foreign Currency Exchange.
All right, we're done. We get it.
No, we don't. We really don't. You just said shout out Liverpool.
And I stand by it. Shout out to them.
No,
Big up the passport massive.
You have to renounce it.
No, I won't renounce
shout it. Shout out Liverpool Passport Office.
Yeah,
I remember when shout outs were reserved purely for...
Oh, for someone who would text into Radio
no.
1.
No.
Oh, what exalted company.
No. It could be your birthday in Tiger. So, shout out for that.
Someone's tweeted Magic FM.
It used to be.
It's not,
but
it not used to be anything.
It was rappers whose friends had died.
Oh, please tell me more about rap culture.
I will.
Fucking Biggie Biggs over here.
That was his name, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was Biggie
Christopher.
Smalls. Yeah, it was Christopher.
Biggie
yeah.
Christopher.
It wasn't Biggie Christopher.
But yeah, it used to be shout outs that rappers did, like, oh, my mate, Jeezy G's dead.
And like, yeah, DJs in small local town halls.
Yeah, and then it went to just fucking
Jeezy
radio.
Jeezy G's.
Yeah, Jeezy G's.
Right.
He was a friend of FEF's.
FEF's?
Yeah.
Sounds like someone who went to private school in Sussex. Hello, I'm FEFs.
It sounds like your mum telling you off for swearing. I've had enough of these FEFs.
Right, okay, so what were you saying about right. Liverpool shout? Liverpool passport
just
office?
Say right,
Shout out.
Big up to all the mandem.
Big up to Linda.
Yeah. Who on road.
Doing a lot of overtime recently. Rest in peace with the angels, Linda. Hope your pay packet reflects your quality.
Because I thought it was going to be like that, I felt like weird about taking like ADHD meds because like I don't want to be like normal. I like being mental.
I would prefer that you were normal.
Sure.
It would make you a lot easier to work with.
Sure, but also less good at calling you a fat cunt. So,
no, yeah. I think Tom's normal and he does a great job.
Yeah, you fat cunt.
That was pretty good, to be fair.
Oh, he nails
it.
You fat cunt, sir.
But so I scrammed this on the way there, right?
He's got tits like a lady.
I took it and they just served me straight away, just gave me my passport. I was in and out in 2 minutes. And it was like the easiest thing I've ever fucking done.
Wow.
So then I was just like on meds driving home. And like, I didn't have road rage. It was quite nice. Because normally I'm driving like, you fucking cunt, like a freak out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, I was just like, okay, that person's caught in front of me. Then I got home and I did a 26-page visa application in an hour and a half without deviating from it.
Wow.
And I was like, maybe these work.
And you were only 10 minutes late today, which is the earliest you've been for months.
For months.
And you brought the camera back.
I wasn't on meds today, though. I've just had a slightly better day of not being so mental.
Maybe they've just carried over from yesterday.
They only last like 4 hours. That's what's quite nice with them, actually. You just get a little like power-up boost. Maybe with a headache, though.
Well,
if you're worried about comedy, just take them like 5 hours before any gigs. Yeah. So then you're always on time.
Yeah.
But
I'm always on time for gigs that are half eight.
Yeah. My revelation today was that weed chills you out.
And mine is
and
that
Rob's revelation
ADHD meds help
is
ADHD.
Prescribed medications for his specific ailments will help him.
Yeah, there you go.
We've all learned something today.
Yeah. How can we solve my many issues today?
Stilts.
High heels.
Yeah. A plug for your anus.
Oh, a plug for your anus.
I wore those high heels for the drag.
He always needs somewhere to charge his phone.
If
I move my leg so quickly, I can get solar power going. Because you just get bummed all the time, is what I was implying. One of your problems, is that you are consistently raped in the anus.
Not a problem.
You know what I did...
problem is, it's not enough.
You know what I did yesterday? I did I ate 19 hash browns. Uh-huh. I did...
hot dog eating competition.
I did...
your own mother.
I did a Zoom speed awareness course.
Oh, God.
It was fucking wank.
You don't say.
Well, look, here's the thing. I've been on about 6 speed awareness courses.
How do you keep getting them?
Every 2-3 years.
Oh, does it like regenerate?
You can do it
and
again,
also as well.
Oh, could I do it? Oh, right.
You get two lots of speed awareness courses. So you get one if you're caught speeding on a motorway, and you get one if you get caught speeding not on a motorway. They're two different ones. So you can, anyway.
Do you get a speed awareness course if you get caught eating your Mackeys when you want to be driving? Is that how you ended up on this?
I do that literally all the time. Yeah. I don't actually see it as being against the law.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. So, and I've perfected it as well. Like,
I've got a little sauce holder that clips into my vents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fucking dope.
I've perfected a way of eating the Big Mac where I kind of like hold the steering wheel like that.
It swallows it in one.
But this is very on brand.
I know, this is so on brand.
I perfected how to eat a Big Mac.
But I have a way.
Because everyone else was fucking struggling.
I have a way of being able to hold it in one hand, the steering wheel, and then in the other hand, hold both the box.
And another Big Mac.
And the Big Mac. So the
this
box
is the fattest thing I've ever heard.
So the box is always under the Big Mac. Oh, no, the fattest thing you've ever heard is I told Smug Roberts once, we met at a service station where we both get McDonald's, and I was ordering 20 nuggets.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
And I told him just offhand that my technique for eating them is I eat two at a time so that I can have them twice as quickly.
You don't eat two nuggets at a time.
Yeah.
You sandwich nuggets together so you can eat them more quickly.
They're perfectly sized to eat one at a time.
That's the whole point. The whole point of the chicken
they're
nugget.
They're bite-sized.
It's designed to be a perfectly sized little treat. And you're like, no. Two at a time.
Yeah.
Slow down. That's why you're so fat. Take your time so your stomach can catch up with you. Stop trying to trick your metabolism into accepting more food.
This is a speed awareness course you should be on. You're speed eating.
We should have a little room with the fucking whiteboards where we're like, right, how many chicken nuggets do you eat at a time? Freddie's like, two. I'm like, no. Does anyone else have a guess?
If you eat me two at a time, you'll die at 40.
Yeah.
If you eat me one at a time, you'll die at 60.
I love that even in his healthy one, he's only making 60. Yeah,
eat 20, die at 40. Yeah.
For fuck's sake, you fucking cunt.
Anyway.
That's insane.
What do you mean?
That's genuinely insane.
What do you mean? Well, all right.
Do you mean? What do I mean? Do you match them up by shape as well?
So,
do you pair them?
No.
Do you tessellate them?
No. So, just
have you ever done three at a time?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. Because if you're eating 20, then if I had 21, perhaps.
So if you had nine, you would never eat two at a time. If you had nine, you'd eat three at a time.
I get why, but fuck me. The fact that only how divisible it is is the only barrier between you and just having a fistful of nuggets mashed into your face.
Really, you should eat four at a time then.
Yeah.
My hands aren't big enough.
I've noticed about you, though. Fingers. You can't open your mouth very wide.
No, I can't. I can't.
You barely fit my cock in.
Do you know what, though, right, is earlier in this podcast... and this is why it annoys me when people think I'm a bad person, and I'm not, right? Because earlier in this podcast, Rob offered to make me show me how to make butter with the crappy little discarded ends of my vape, of the cannabis of my vape. And I politely went, oh, yes, even though I have no interest in ever learning how to do that, and it sounds gross, and it is quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, a waste of promising butter. But...
To be fair, we were both polite and didn't make any butter jokes.
When I offered to teach you what might save good time...
Time!
That's never been my barrier.
All
with
it is,
Rob's not late every week because of eating chicken nuggets.
Sorry,
too
guys.
Slow.
I was just eating 20 chicken nuggets and I couldn't get them down that fast.
Again, that politeness, if that was reciprocated, we wouldn't have had a problem.
Firstly, I don't eat chicken.
Vegan nuggets.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome. The technique will work on both.
Just why would I want to really twice as
it's fast? It's not really a technique. You just stack them and push them in.
Yeah, and it's not like teaching. It was like Isham was offering to teach us how to eat rice with our hands, like it's some fucking secret. I reckon you just grab it and shove it in your face.
It's actually a fattest way to eat nuggets in a way that we haven't even thought of, because you lose using less energy putting them in your mouth as well.
Yeah, I imagine the ridge in the middle might pick up more sauce as well.
Did I never tell you about the time that I tried to break the world record for eating 20 chicken nuggets as quickly as possible?
Is the record I can beat?
I didn't just let
blended them.
I didn't let them. I didn't let them cool down, and they burnt all the top of my roof and my mouth off.
Yeah, they will do,
yeah.
What's the record? Do you remember?
I can't remember what it was. This was about 10 years ago. What's the record?
We might get a Guinness Book of Guinness World Records here. We might be in with a shout.
Well, we did talk about the Poppin' One, we just didn't do it, did we?
Yeah, well, we'll
look. Why
we'll
would
do
you
that
Google
when I'm back?
McNuggets eating record?
Yeah.
Because that's what we want.
So 19 McNuggets in 60 seconds.
Oh, that's fast.
That is fast.
That is fucking. Why didn't he do 20?
Woman breaks record.
I think it's the how many
it's
you
most
do in
a minute.
Click on the woman. I bet she's so fat.
I reckon she's going to be quite thin.
No, I reckon she's so fat.
Why don't you try and break the record for most consumed in a sitting?
Well, what is the record?
They don't do records like that. I asked Guinness once, what is the most mushrooms you could eat in a sitting? They said, we don't do it like that. It's got to be in a time.
Right.
Or how fast can you eat this many?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's have a look at a picture of her.
Leah Shutkova.
Shutkova.
She's Italian.
Yeah.
What's that got to do?
Fastest time to eat 3 pickled eggs. Oh,
there she is. Quite thick, quite fit.
Oh, she's not bad, is she?
She's eating one at a time as well.
I'll get any time.
I'll tell you what, though. There's a picture there where she looks all right, and there's another picture where she looks like fucking Jersey Shore.
This one, Jersey Shore, left.
Yeah.
Well, she is like halfway through eating a nugget. But she's
only one at a time, though, the amateur. Well, like, I could get this time down half.
Hey, with my technique...
Technique is a strong word for holding 2 nuggets at the same time. Do they fit in the sauce pot still then?
What, sorry?
Do they fit in the sauce pot still with 2 of them?
We can watch a video. There's a video of it.
I don't think we need to have Freddy that erect.
Okay, go and do it. Let's watch it. Do it. Let's watch. If she's
Why is it 3.5 minutes long?
Yeah. Honestly, if she's using my technique, I'm going to go fucking mental. I'm going to be really annoyed.
I'm going to guess she's not.
This is 52 seconds.
Oh, it's going one at a time.
One at a time, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, but I think because you've got to chew them loads. That's the technique.
Water
you chew as,
well.
As much as you can
so
on the way in.
She's doing 3 and water.
She's actually eating half at a time, really. Biting it half, then half.
She's got to swallow it, you know? She's biting it 3 times, I think, on the way in each one. Getting it in thirds. Little chew down. Yeah.
I'm not actually that impressed by this.
Yeah, it's one of those, though. I think when you try doing it.
Look at the background. Why is the nugget spinning around in the plate?
This looks like what your dreams are, I bet.
No, there's no one getting snipers.
If her head just exploded, Freddie had come. Yeah. I don't know if this is the best content for our audio listeners.
Listening to the sound of a woman eat nuggets.
And like, can't even hear it over the doo-doo-doo-doo.
She's eating 3 at a time, then going for water.
Yeah. Imagine a woman eating nuggets. That's very much what's occurring
now. We'll put the video on. For the video on.
I mean, that was pretty impressive, to be honest.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty constant.
I think we should try and do an eating world record.
All right, yeah, I'm down for it. Like,
we'll have to do it in 3 months when you're back from Australia.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, I'm down for giving it a go.
That'll be good.
We can find one. Yeah, we'll try the pop. See if there is a limit for the poppadoms.
Why don't we do an episode where we just try and break eating records?
Well,
that'd be funny.
We'd be very sick.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
We should do a special.
But we're gonna have to record them on separate days.
No, I think we do them all on the same day.
We chain challenge. Well, we do an eating challenge followed by a super spice challenge followed by who can drink the most milkshake.
How about we
vomit.
Let?
How many cartwheels in a minute?
How about we let?
I mean, it's the size of a cartwheel.
Let's just try and bait loads of world records. They did that on Hey Arnold, and they got into the book by having the most attempts of world records in one day.
How about...
We could be like Hey Arnold.
Yeah. And Helga's dad wasn't around either. Yeah. So, anyway...
Good reference.
Thank you, mate. It was very quick.
I don't think Arnold's
it?
Dad was either.
Yeah, Arnold's dad was.
No, he had his grandparents.
Really?
Was he a grandparent kid? I wasn't a grandparent kid, though. You know, that's another level.
Why don't we let the listeners decide at least one world record that we have to try and beat? And it has to be a proper record.
Most,
it can't be like...
Most kids fucked in a minute.
Most babies raped. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Because we'd fucking smash it. It'd be too easy. It's not good content.
Imagine just throwing it behind you.
Done. Done. Just handing me another one.
Then hand it to Matty Cash to volley into a beer.
I like
thwack it off the trampoline.
I like the idea that there's loads of wallpaper pasting tables all sort of led around and that you're just going one by one. Yeah. And just sticking one and then moving
a seal
on.
Playing the car horn.
That's it. Yeah. I think we should do it in Yo Sushi. Just have him on that conveyor belt.
Oh, that was a blue plate. That's gonna fucking cost me.
Have you got a lovely question today, Tom?
Yeah, probably.
Do-do-do-do-do. Tom's lovely question.
Oh, what a shit riddle, you stupid cunt.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
I'm not doing them anymore.
Right.
Right, if you had to be bummed...
Would you rather chop off your own testicle or bum your dad to death? Do-do-do-do-do.
Well, I know where my testicle is, so that's going to...
If you had to be bummed by any major celebrity...
Why is it always this?
Who would it be and why? And that's by Josh Hand.
If you had to be bummed by any major UK celebrity... Well, if I had to be, it's probably Cristiano Ronaldo, isn't it?
What, you want to be bummed by
him? It seems like I don't have much choice in the matter, is what I'm saying for the wording of the question.
Oh, right, I just think of a Leeds fan wanting Cristiano Ronaldo's
never
dick
scored against
in your
us.
Ass.
Never scored against us.
What a weird fucking...
He can't have played many times.
Yeah, he played a few times, never did. But if you had to be bummed by any major UK celebrity...
Are we talking pegging, or are we talking a man fucking
I think bumming is different to pegging.
Yeah.
Specifically pegging. Okay. It's a different sexual thing.
When we say major UK celebrity, do we mean major celebrity from the UK, or are we saying major celebrity...
They're going to be a major celebrity in the UK.
Okay, DeVito, done.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I wouldn't even feel it.
80-odd-year-old Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel it. Also as well.
How do you know he's not got a hog?
Also, it'd look so funny.
It would be.
Imagine me bent over being fucked up the arse by Danny DeVito on a little stepladder.
Yeah, it's like I saw a thing the other day on Twitter where someone was talking about, like, someone had been taking the piss out of Andrew Tate going to prison. They were like, hey, just remember, prison rape jokes are never funny, no matter who it's about. And it's like, nah. Well, like, what if Andrew Tate got gang raped by the Muppets? Like, that's funny. That's really
funny. Statler and Waldorf.
Greta Thunberg pegged him. Hilarious.
Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah.
I've heard of grand openings, but this is ridiculous.
His anus is very tight. Well, it's kind of tight. It's okay. It's loose. It's the baggiest anus I've ever fucked in a shower.
There was a lot in that, wasn't there?
There was a lot in that.
You released some rage then.
You remind me of something that I saw on Twitter, right? That was, I thought this was peak Twitter, right? So it was just some bloke. I think off my top of my head, he's called Lex Friedman or something.
Oh, right. He's not some bloke. He's one of the biggest podcasters in the world.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a huge podcaster. He's like, he's massive.
I mean, why would I know him? So he released his... reading list.
It was really funny.
His
reading list was fine. It was just a little bit like a 17-year-old's idea of the books he's going to read. You know what I mean? But there's nothing wrong with that.
I think it's very pretentious for people to be like, ugh, you're reading the Brothers Kaminsky. Or whatever.
No,
Kandinsky.
Karamazov. And like what he got.
No, a different one.
The only thing that happened with the Brothers Karamazov was someone commented, like, nice list, but there's no chance you're reading the Brothers Karamazov in a week. It's an incredibly long, dense book. Yeah. And he blocked that person.
Did it well.
And they were literally just saying, oh, it's a really long, dense book. That's all they were saying. And I've tried to read it. It's fucking dense.
What he should have done is under that tweet, go, not reading all that.
The thing that made me laugh the most is there was a sizable backlash from people going, oh, no women authors.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you want from him? Like,
well, read a female author.
Why?
Read Mary Shelley?
If he doesn't want to, he shouldn't. He shouldn't have to. He shouldn't have to
expose himself to the thoughts of women.
He shouldn't have to read books that he doesn't want to read.
Yeah, it can be whatever.
Just so it'll be a nice diverse list. Yeah. If you only want to fucking read books by white men, then you only read books by white men. Who's asked? Oh, read more Maya Angelou. Oh, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Fuck off.
I agree.
You cunt.
Not everything has to be diverse.
It's ridiculous.
Look at this podcast.
It is exactly the same as me going, oh, I'm going to see Meatloaf and Elton John and fucking Barry Manilow in concert. And someone going, oh, not enough women artists. No, like, oh, go fuck yourself.
I think it would be fair for people to go, you should listen to more diverse range of things. I think that's absolutely a fair
question. Your own podcast.
And I would tell those people to go fuck themselves because you like what you like. And if you just want to read those books, you read those books, buddy. Don't be fucking pressured into, oh, well, what about if you read more Sylvia Plath? Well, maybe you don't fucking want to read Sylvia Plath. Because she's fucking wank and she's the patron saint of moany teenage girls. She can fuck off.
All right.
Fucking bell jar my arse.
Plath done. All right.
Reading's for nerds, anyway.
Reading is a bit for nerds. But, like, what was really funny with it was, like, basically all that happened was he posted this list. A bunch of people took the piss out of him, and then he went, oh, I've been cancelled. And it's like, no, you haven't. No, you've been mocked. Mocked is not cancelled. It's not the same. A lot of people went, And that was it. Yeah. It wasn't even harsh mocking.
Yeah, you know.
It was a bunch of people going, oh, have you got a Che Guevara poster on your wall as well? Lol. Because it is like, it's a 16-year-old boy's reading list. But, you know, it's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry that the podcaster didn't have an eclectic enough reading list. No, but
he does. You also got to know who Lex Fridman is. He's like, he seems like a really nice lad. I'm not having a go, right? But he does like affect an air of like, he wears suits on his podcast and he tries to have like big intellectual conversations. Yeah. So it's fair for someone who presents themselves as a public intellectual to have their intellectual choices critiqued. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
And also, it just, I do think like, I kind of, I think if you're listing 50 books and none of them are by women, that is a bit weird.
Oh, that is a lot.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is
it's
it
just
weird?
A bit weird. It's one for every
week. Why is it
weird? It feels
weird?
Like at that point, stick one on there.
No.
It
don't
is
stick
weird.
Any.
Because
don't
it's not like.
Stick a book by a woman on just because you
maybe
feel like you
read
should
some
have
other
to.
Perspectives.
No, no.
That's the point of literature, is to expand your horizons and read other perspectives.
God, you can get other perspectives. It doesn't have to be by a different author in order for it to be a different perspective.
Might be
I don't
a good
know
idea,
if you know
though.
This.
This might be
not,
a good idea.
Not every,
52 is a lot not, to not have one.
Not every straight white man writes a book from the perspective
sure,
of a
sure.
straight white man. You'll get different perspectives.
Yeah,
anyway,
you should get
the
white man's perspective on what the brown think. Yes, we don't need your thoughts, little lady. Ladies, I've written a woman, and I think you'll find she's got massive tits.
It's so weird for you to assume that every straight white man is going to approach things from a straight white male's perspective. It's weird.
Why wouldn't they it's weird to assume they wouldn't approach it from their own perspective. It wouldn't influence their writing.
Do
you think the author doesn't affect what happens in a book?
Because people write from different perspectives. That's literally what a fucking narrator in a book is.
They might be slightly better at doing it if they understand, you know, the experience of
and
being
they
that
might
person.
Not be.
Yeah.
They also
just
might
there's
not
a
be.
Lot of literature
fucking
classics that are written by women. It's a lot to randomly select and not have one.
Hey Rob, which UK celebrity would you like to be bummed by?
Maya Angelou.
Fucking hell.
That took a turn.
Fucking you with a strap on and shouting and still I rise. Yeah. What a reference that is. Yeah. Shout out Maya. Mwah, up there with fucking Liverpool passport office.
Do you reckon the people who work at the passport office get a discount on passports?
Probably, yeah. Cool.
We were getting into a really intellectual conversation then about whether or not narrators can ever
and I also,
accurately depict different...
Also, like every single debate I ever have with Freddy, I don't care. It's just I will argue whatever he doesn't think.
Just read whatever you fucking want to read. And if you don't want to read any books by
but
women,
also,
don't.
But also, like, you know, maybe keep
don't
an eye on
don't force yourself to read a book because it's by a woman and you feel like
right.
you should.
Don't read anything. Listen to podcasts, specifically this one, over and over
what
again.
What a ridiculous day that is to sit at home with a book you don't want to read, but it's by a female author.
But why is
you
he reading
like
all the other ones? Because he's reading
bias.
A list of classics because he thinks
he's
he
not,
should read
he's
them.
Not read all them in a year.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, no one reads a book
if you write down like a list of classic books, that the reason you're reading those is because other people think you should, because that's what makes them classic literature.
Sure.
You know?
And also as well, like, just read whatever you want to fucking read.
Yeah, sure.
Why does it have to be a diverse list?
It's just
nonsense.
A good idea. And you're just getting like a wider range of different
idea?
Literature. Just because if you're trying to expand your horizons through reading, read
widely. Do you know what? Next year, he might only read women. Yeah. He might decide that that's what he wants to do.
I don't care what he does. But I'm just saying, it's a fairly, like, it's a, in a list of 52, to not have one female author is weird. It's
Why?
Just weird. It is, because there's so much literature written by
what
women.
What do you
it's
think?
Just weird.
What do you think is a more weird way of doing things? Number one, looking at a book, looking at what it's about and going, I'd like to read that. Or number two, looking at a book, looking at the author and going, ooh, I haven't had enough non-white, non-male authors. I'll read this regardless of what it's about.
Yeah, but it's not like he's going, oh, you've got to read a Mills and Boone novel because it's by women. It's just like, you know, there are a lot of classic literature written by women. It's just, it's a weird, even if it's a coincidence, it's a weird one. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just a weird one. You know, if it's that many books.
I don't think it's weird
at all. Katie Price's autobiography?
Yeah. Classic.
I think the ghostwriter was a woman.
Yeah.
Most classic books were written by men because it was at a time when if women tried writing a book...
I mean, that's not true, is it?
It is 100%
yeah.
true.
the turn of the screw. That, when was that? Like fucking 1600s or some shit.
Yeah.
That porn, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is, yeah. But, you know, there's a lot of women who wrote under male pseudonyms. So you'd think by accident you might pick up one of those.
Robert Galbraith?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You've no idea who that is, do you?
J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
Yeah, so fuck you. Ironically, she identifies as a man when she's writing.
Yeah. You know what her mystery novel was about as well, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it wasn't about a trans person who tricks people. Yeah, it's like, I'm a tricksy trans. You'll never know what gender I am. I'm going to steal your pocket watch.
Hang on. Are you Robert Galbraith? This sounds a lot like your script.
Imagine if
fucking
I just...
Fucking Blobbert Galbraith over here.
Imagine if I had like a face-off moment now where I just peeled my skin back and I was J.K. Rowling under here.
It'd be better if you were John Travolta.
I'd be quite
a real face-off moment.
I'd be quite annoyed you didn't just pay for the studio if you were J.K. Rowling. Why have I been contributing to this shit if you're a billionaire author? I think that's a fair thing to be grumpy about.
Because I wanted you to stand on your own 2 feet.
Right, well, thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Robert.
Thank you, JK. Yeah.
So, yeah, what major celebrity would you like to be bummed by?
Oh, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, at least he puts you to sleep first, doesn't
he?
He's
quite remember.
Cozy. Yeah.
He's coming back to stand-up, isn't he?
I know.
Who's going?
Whoever is going, he's going on guard.
Yeah, but I bet there's a load of old nanas who just like haven't even clocked that it's in the news. It would just be like, oh, Bill Cosby's back.
I also loved as well how Chortle covered it, yeah. And it was like, really?
I know.
Wouldn't cover a bunch of comedians playing an arena from their podcast, yeah, but yeah. You would cover the comeback of an old rapey fucking American.
Yeah. But I don't know, I've never really thought about who I'd like to bum me.
Well, there's a lot of these questions that we don't usually think about beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't on the tip of my tongue. Just...
Not your tongue, anyway.
I just picked who do I think would have the smallest dick, and I worked backwards.
Oh, Peter Andre. He's got a little dick, hasn't he?
Yes!
Yeah. But if you're getting bummed by anyone, like, you know, fucking let's go. Like, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't want to waste it.
You can get bummed whenever you want.
But I can't really with my lifestyle. You know, I've built up a lifestyle where me getting bummed by men is not allowed.
You live a very unbummed life.
Yeah.
I felt really sorry for Peter Andre during that Agatha Christie trial.
Yeah.
When he must have thought that he was so safe.
Yeah.
Because it was the trial of fucking Colleen Rooney and fucking thingamajig for Rebecca Vardy. He's got nothing to do with either of them.
It's like the 50%. Why you say fuck me, meme, innit? Yeah.
I love the idea that he wakes up one day, he's like, oh, I've got lots of notifications. Yeah. Oh, I've never seen this aubergine emoji used as much.
I don't know. Have they made it smaller?
Yeah. And then you look and you see Rebecca Vardy's going like, he's going to be a small dick. You're like, oh.
He's like, am I going to ask him me knob out in court?
He'd have had stuff to do that day that he just couldn't do.
Yeah.
Like go to Liverpool post office. Shout out.
It's not a post office, mate. Passport office. Come on. Let's not keep fuck up. Him up. Yeah, Jesus.
Says.
I'd go Barrymore. And then we'd have some evidence.
You don't want to get bummed by Barrymore. That does not end well.
I mean,
you'd
the
have
last
a chair
person,
leg up your ass.
The last person to get bummed by Barrymore isn't with us to tell the tale.
Or did he?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
This is a Patreon episode. It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, Barrymore is one of my last choices. I think the bumming killer is who you want.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I don't just want to be raped. I want to die too. Yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah. I like swimming as well.
Oh, well, yeah, fair enough then.
All right, Golden, you'll have a lovely time. Yeah. No, I'd want somebody who's going to be good at
it. Sorry. Yeah. Your thought process there, Tom, was that you like swimming, and so therefore you will also enjoy drowning?
Yeah.
I think I'd enjoy it more than burning to death, because I don't like fire.
Yeah. And I also don't like summer. Such a weird fucking... I like swimming, so I'd like to drown to death whilst being arse-raped.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I prefer that than... dying doing something I don't like.
Or bumming and being bummed and staying alive.
Yeah.
Staying alive.
Who'd it be really...
We should have finished this minutes ago.
Who would it be really inconvenient for to be caught bumming me? Because that'd be funny. Tommy Robinson. That'd be funny if I got bummed by Tommy Robinson. But like, in it, right? And I think it's...
You had to wear a veil.
Well, this is it. I'm going to brown up, right? I think it's the one time it's fine to brown up. If I brown up, little turban on... Right, getting bummed by Tommy Robinson. And I know Turban isn't Muslim and it's mainly Muslims he has to go at, but I think it's a fun addition.
Yo.
Yeah. I think bumming a Sikh would still be fairly off-brand for Tommy Robinson.
Can you imagine it if Tommy Robinson got caught bumming a brown person and everybody fucking kicked off and his defence was, hey, It's a Sikh. I'm not a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Sorry, what, Tom? What?
Another thing I saw on Twitter, someone tweeted yesterday, why is it only ever men who get radicalised online into the alt-right? And I just tweeted him a picture of Jemima Begum. That's a pretty big L for women, to be honest.
The most famous one.
Yeah, ISIS is pretty bad.
Also, didn't they have that White Widow woman as well who went after join ISIS?
I mean, that is two for women and several million for men. But still, they're on the scoreboard.
I think what it comes down to is that men are better at sticking with things.
it's a lack of commitment stopping women becoming terrorists.
Yeah.
Right. Who do you get bummed by?
DeVito.
Right.
Oh, DeVito, yeah.
Danny DeVito.
How about you, Tom? Peter Crouch.
That'd be the funniest thing.
No, Peter Andre, I think.
Yeah.
He's only got a little willy. Mm.
Right, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
No, that's only there.
You also stop doing that, because if we have to plug anything at the end, half the people on YouTube have just turned off, you fucking
They've
moron.
Not after that.
That is how it works.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Stop it, you fucking dickhead.
I mean, we've got time. We've not been going that long.
Yeah. So why are you trying to wrap it up? Because now there's an awkward bit at the end afterwards. This is like a fucking Marvel film now, where we've got this post-credit scene. You know, the post bummed by Peter Andre bit scene.
Thanks for listening.
No, shut up. And stop listening to him. Stop listening to him. Stop listening
to the rest of this.
Stop.
There's more of this to come. Thanks for listening, and there's more.
Thanks so far. If you've enjoyed this, you're going to enjoy the next
on the way
20 minutes.
To the end. Fucking useless.
If you like this podcast, just don't do anything. Just keep listening.
Thanks for listening. And there's more.
I've sent you some stuff, Tom.
Yeah, we've got loads of stuff to talk about.
Loads of shit to talk about, you fucking idiot.
Right.
Let's go to the emails.
I've put it in this document. All
right. Okay. Which you can choose.
He fucking loves a spreadsheet, doesn't he?
He does, man. It's just like he's copied the email I sent him into a spreadsheet. It's the same thing.
It's so that I don't have to move screens and stuff.
Right, okay. All right, you have to click tab at the bottom rather than tab at the top. You've saved loads of time, mate. Well done.
I just like being organized. Also, now I can keep this for when the editors need it.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, where's the email self-destructs?
Yeah, but they've not got access to the emails. But they have got access to the spreadsheet.
Okay, all right. Which one do you want to see? Is the one that leaps out at you?
We've got
TV review, fight, open mic or fire?
I want open mic.
Right, okay. This is just an open mic not going well.
It's not you performing, is it?
Yeah, well, it starts off with, if you're ready for comedy.
Say, I was born ready. You were born ready, mister.
Well, that's early to be ready.
That's funny. I were born £9.3.
Let's have a look at what the title is. Comedian flashes audience, gets tackled by club owner, gets his dick out. Does a little fucking Jordan Gray.
Yeah, but Jordan Gray did it at the end of a show and was good at comedy.
And slapped her dick on a keyboard, which I think sounds
hilarious.
Funny. I think that's a funny concept.
Have you not seen it?
I saw the actual thing. I've not seen the show.
Yeah, I've not seen the show, but I've seen the
Oh, fuck that. Jesus Christ, Jordan. I mean, you seem nice and everything, but sorry, I actually realised that I have actually only seen shows from male comedians this year, and I should really see a show from a female comedian.
Yeah, you probably should.
But fuck off. I will if I can get comped. Not paying for it. Fuck
there
that.
There you go. So, you'll notice this video is 16 seconds. He walks on stage.
There's one thing that I consider about being nude.
Oh! To be honest with you, just throwing this out there, right? Yeah. We've all been to enough open mics to know that there's fucking lunatics there.
Yeah.
And if somebody comes on an open mic with what looks like to me the archetypal
flasher mac, is a flasher
mac.
Yeah.
You go, mate. You're not gonna.
Get your dick out
at any point there.
Yeah.
And it seems like nobody had that conversation.
Yeah.
It seems like they were ready for him about to do that.
Nah.
It doesn't seem like that he got tackled straight away.
Yeah.
It was not a surprise that was going to happen.
But on these, the
it's not a big room. It's not like someone's got to come from far away. So they go, oh, his dick's out, I'll go smash him. They're walking across this room.
The thing is so shit as well, a lot of open mics, that the person who runs it might well be doing the sound tech. And
yeah, exactly.
Just
you know, it might just be the barman might be walking past.
I know that there isn't a right time to say this or anything, but someone sent us this T-shirt through the post today.
Well, this is definitely not the right time.
It says, I'm just here for hash browns.
Yeah, just here for the hash browns.
And
yeah.
Who's it for?
And we can't work out who it's for. Is
a
it
triple XL.
Is it for me, Tom, or Rob? So please get in touch and let us know. Yeah. The I'm only here for the hash browns, triple XL.
Yeah, we need
t-shirt.
To work out who should wear it.
Who was it for? Who was meant to be wearing it? Yeah. We can't quite work out what the reference
Maybe
is.
Maybe it's been delivered to us by mistake.
Yeah, it could be.
That is possible. Mm. That is possible.
Have you seen anyone get naked at an open mic? I was speaking to a new comedian the other day who told me at Beat the Frog they had their first ever Beat the Frog, walked on stage, got naked and like put their dick between their legs, then turned around and bent over.
Rob Riley used to get naked.
Did he?
I did a gig that he did where he got naked.
It was
naked
more a much more out. Common thing when I started comedy, like especially like late night Edinburgh shows. I've seen several comedians knobs, you know.
Yeah, and also as well, like, okay, just throwing it out there. It's a dick. Grow the fuck up.
Knobs are funny. If he's not erect and he's not like touching it, you know.
Yeah, if it's not for sexual.
It's funny, isn't it?
I've seen women get their tits out on stage.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I've seen far worse open mic comedy than that.
Yeah,
you know, he's just waggling a knob.
All those people that are like, I felt unsafe. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think that the comedian gathered 200 people into a room so they could?
There's not 200 people
there. No, I mean like, you know, do you think they all gathered people in a room so they could watch you get raped? Like, what do you think? It's probably the safest environment to see a stranger's dick.
And like, nudity isn't necessarily sexual.
Exactly. And with all those in mind, come see us on tour in May.
Yeah.
Deadmentalkpod.com.
No
tickets
refunds.
Are on there. We're going to fucking Manchester, Liverpool, Leeds, Glasgow, Birmingham, London.
And we're going to get our dicks out at one of them, but we're not going to tell you which. So good luck.
We're going to be behind a curtain and two dicks are going to pop out and you have to guess whose is who.
I think it'll be quite easy to do. Like, you know, because mine will be the one where there isn't a bulge pressed against the
thing. And
it'll
be a lot higher up
through.
As well.
Yeah.
And also at one of the shows, everyone has to get the dick out or you're not allowed in.
Right, cool. Please don't encourage that.
I mean, if we're going to do one, then Glasgow's the best because that's the worst so far.
Sure. You know, it might be a good way to try and get people in Glasgow.
We still actually sold a third of the tickets in Glasgow.
Yeah,
so it's not that much of a problem.
We sensibly booked the smallest room of the tour.
Yeah. So if you want to come and see us in the broom closet in Glasgow, three people, one ticket sold.
But yeah, I don't think getting a knob out on stage is like bad, to be honest. But also, you know, if you're going to get your knob out on open mic, you pays your money, you takes your chance, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
I think if you're going to get your knob out, I think there should be a warning for people who are going in because some people don't like it.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a shit.
Nah, some people do. There should like never, it. Ever, ever be that kind of thing. There should never be a warning. And I
you
fucking
know we put
hate.
A warning on every
I
episode.
Fucking hate.
They do it on
these...
literally every film.
No. But I hate these whole, like, these comedy nights. They're like, hey, look. At our night, there's no punching down, there's no ableism.
There's no Freddie Quinn.
And it's like, well, no, by fucking... Yeah. But the thing is the whole point about going to see live shows and live comedy is that you might see something you don't like, and if you're not an adult enough to deal with that, then you don't deserve to come. It's as simple as
that. Yeah, well, they go to their own little place where they have those rules. I think it's good. Like, have your own little enclave where the fannies can go. Great.
Yeah. Sure,
go
it
over
shouldn't
there.
Be, it shouldn't
you
be
go
the
over
standard.
There.
Yeah.
It's not the standard, though, is it? It's like it's a little, you know, there are
sure.
little... small rooms in city centres on a Tuesday night and everyone's getting paid 20 quid. I'm not jealous.
We put warnings in front of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
and also,
is...
it, like, if people are booking the tour, they know it's dark comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, people should know that.
So it's a good idea. Like, you know, obviously with this, if you go, you might see a knob in a minute, it's going to sort of spoil his reveal. But, you know, there definitely should be a thing where it's like, hey, look, you know, some shit's going to go down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's also late night. Isn't
it? Like, open mics, you definitely shouldn't go to if you don't want to see something mental.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to see a lunatic.
If you're going
that's the only place I've seen racial slurs is open mics.
If you're
you know?
Going to an open mic expecting to see quality comedy, you deserve whatever fucking comes your way.
You go to open mics because it's a human zoo and you might see one comedian working out new stuff
it's
who's good.
Open mics are the same as street food in Asia in that you try it, but you are well aware that it might actually surprise you about how good it is for the price you paid.
Sure.
But also you might shit your pants on the way home.
Yeah.
That's the chance you take.
This is undercooked chicken on a stick.
Exactly. And if you eat from a dirty little fucking hut on wheels and you end up shitting your pants on the way home, you don't have the right to moan about it.
No,
it was
stack
your decision.
Two on top of each other. Freddy with two sticks of crickets.
Taking too much time. Rick, 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 Peter, Peter, Peter.
Can I show you one that I really love like on this spreadsheet?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go on.
Like, we're a big fan of watching fight videos on this podcast.
I love a fight video.
Yeah, we all do. So this one is one of my favourites, right? I really
It's not Ultimate Surrender, is it?
It's not Ultimate Surrender, no. Although, depending what you're into, this could get you off.
Oh, okay.
It's Liverpool Passport Office v London Passport Office. Well, chef match.
Shut up. My man's in Liverpool.
Okay, and the caption for this is, wait, what?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. This internet's so bad at the minute.
Yeah.
Why has it gone so dog shit?
Like, because Freddie bought it.
It's been great for, what, 6 months? Mm. However long we've been here?
I think you've clogged the pipes with child porn.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
You get like a drain unblocker down the back of the fucking router.
Nonce be gone. You got to pour it down the router.
Nonce be gone. Nonce be gone.
Here we go. Right. Oh, good. He's got a new loading screen. Fucking hell. I think this is Tom's fault.
This is Tom's fault.
The mouse is working a treat, by the way.
Yeah. It has improved.
Oh, okay. It's not Dana White slapping the shit out of his wife.
It's not. Jesus Christ, what a cunt. Like, fuck me.
She hit him first, and so I'm on his side.
Right. Okay, what? He's quite a bit bigger than her.
Yeah, exactly. And so like, she shouldn't have fucking done it.
You don't hit back, innit?
Yeah.
Right,
I think you're allowed to neutralise.
He went beyond neutralise. He slapped the shit out of her. And okay. Also, like, Dana White is the guy who said the one thing you can't come back from in the UFC is putting your hands on a woman.
Oh, really?
Direct Dana White quote, yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, now I'm kind of on. Yeah, sad.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so they're in some sort of shopping mall area? Some
steps, some sort of city centre area.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. We've got skinny white boy with a mullet, always a good start in a fight video. He's got his shirt off.
Oh, it looks like Holiday.
Pause it.
His opponent is another skinny white boy.
I'm calling it now, the kid with his top on is going to win.
He does look like, and he's already got a good stance about him, hasn't he?
The kid who's got his top on is going to win. The kid with his top off, the mullet kid, is doing that with his neck low.
Posturing too much.
It's like he's watched how he thinks a fighter is meant to fight. Yeah. And here's the thing, is the guy with his top off is limbering himself, he's trying to get himself up for this. The guy with the fucking top on is already, in his head, whilst this kid's moving his shoulders and pretending that he's fucking Muhammad Ali, that other kid already knows exactly what he's going to do to him. I bet you he takes him down and knocks the living fuck out of him.
Okay, let's go.
Go.
Look at it. Just sparring up, you know, the sort of like, there's a lot of handbags. Here we go. Swinging.
Empty punches so far.
Yeah.
Oh.
Incorrect, Frederick. And it all goes off. So he gets dumped. The guy in the shirt gets dumped on his fucking head. Then all the mates jump in, kick fuck out a mullet guy. It's fucking chaos.
Oh my gosh.
Everything is going off. Mullet guy's back up, but he's unsteady on his feet. And a horse tramples him! The horse is down! Isn't that an amazing end?
So I actually thought that up until the point where everyone started jumping in, it was about even. What the fuck are you on about?
Who cares about the fight anyway? A horse game.
He threw loads of fucking punches.
He picked him up and dumped him on his head.
No, but it wasn't clean.
It wasn't clean. Oh, sorry. Was the technique not clean where he slammed him on his fucking head on concrete?
We're talking about the wrong thing. There was a fight. A man was on the floor. A horse trampled him and then fell on him.
Yeah. That's the best bit. It's amazing, isn't it? You're just having a scrap. The horses come along and then it all fucking goes off. The horse tramples him, slips on this kid like a banana. Horse stacks it, like the police is off it. Fucking great times.
That horse fell like I didn't think horses fall. It felt like it was a video game from a PS2.
Yeah.
It just sort of fell and then its legs carried on trying to walk. The side.
And then it suddenly respawned in a different bit.
Yeah. Yeah, the map started glitching.
Yeah, with his head through a wall.
Yeah, if you zoom that camera around now, that half of that horse's head is through those steps.
Yeah.
he was losing that fight, though. Fucking come on.
Nah, I think...
Can we have a little rewind? Let's have a little rewind. Why did you close it?
Because we'd finished.
We hadn't finished, clearly. I've just asked you to rewind it. That's clearly not done, is it?
I'll tell you what, this is a shouty episode today.
Fucking useless cunt.
This is a shouty episode.
It takes ages.
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right, he won. Chill out. Let's just
no one cares.
Fucking
it was rubbish.
Just let him have his own way. He's going to Australia soon. It's fine. Don't worry. Let him go.
All right. We'll stop because Tom's incompetent.
Fine. I'm not incompetent.
Why did you close the thing then if you're not incompetent?
Because I want to move it along like a producer would.
Yeah, incompetent.
Yeah. Oh, gee. It's just nice being here. I get to click buttons.
I do now in my fancy new mouse.
You got a fancy new mouse.
Right. Okay. Which.
Well, you know. What are we doing here? Shall we call this episode?
Yeah.
We'll call it.
Yes, mister.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Shall we go get some food?
Go and find us, by the way, on patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. For £3 a month, you get an extra episode every single week. You get access to the dark room where we keep all of our fucked up videos.
Yeah.
You get access to all the specials, Rob's punishment set, the wrestling special, all the fucking specials that we've done.
Also, the Patreon episodes are a lot darker.
They are a lot darker.
I don't know if I go with a lot.
On the last Patreon episode, we talked about Matty Cash volleying aborted babies into bins on soccer.
That was ages ago for the people listening.
On ages ago, we did that. Ages
what
ago.
What is time? It's a fucking construct, isn't it? So it doesn't matter when we did it. Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah.
Put that out there, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one to end on.
If anyone was vaping weed at that point, fucking hell, their mind is blown.
Blowing their fucking mind. If you've got any videos you want to send in for the dark room, 07520-644-931 on WhatsApp. And come see us on tour, deadmentalkpod.com.
And buy our merch.
Buy some merch, you scum.
Also, if you're not a patron, this could be the last time you see Rob for a while.
Oh, yeah, this is the last record before I go to Australia. But, you know, we don't know what order they'll be put out in, innit?
Yeah, this is probably the last one before you.
Probably.
Enjoy your riperoonies, mate.
And we'll have a bloody lovely time.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.